Good evening and welcome. It's lovely to see you here on a Friday night. It's a good thing to do on a Friday night, to flourish as a human being. So hope you enjoy the evening. I'm Susan Jones. I'm the minister here at St Andrews. It says here I'm going to introduce the evening and reprise the lectures in the Human Flourishing series. You can relax, I'm not going to reprise them in great detail. But just to say that I found this topic interesting when it came up at the Study Trust board. And I started thinking about to what degree I thought Christianity, which is what this church is about, the church that started the Study Trust, what it had to do with human flourishing. And I think a lot of people think it's all about God, Christianity. When I thought about it, I thought it's very significantly about human beings, and particularly how we interact with the sacred and how our spirituality is expressed. And Christianity wouldn't be anything without the human part of our title, Human Flourishing. And then, believe it or not, Christianity, and especially St Andrews, is about the flourishing bit too. It's about basically doing well, the hope that humanity does well, that it's creative, that we exercise compassion, that we're looking after the planet and each other, that we are loving and being loved. We're connecting, we're interacting, dancing, laughing, crying, doing it all well, whether we're grieving or we're celebrating. And so it's a delight to be here introducing a seminar that has disparate and various approaches to human flourishing and a wide range of speakers. I remember being thrilled at the second lecture that was in the lead up to the series when Generation Y young people were telling us about how they saw the world and what they were doing to make sure that people flourished in the world. Again, a wide variety of approaches and a wide variety of passion being brought to bear on the subject. So we who are going to be listening to speakers, we will be flourishing, but also we've planned that the weekend will have times when we can sing and we can talk to each other, we can discuss and reflect as well, so that we're not just expecting experts to tell us how to flourish or how they're flourishing, but we can actually engage with the material ourselves and think that through for ourselves so that it becomes part of us. My thoughts often turn to poetry at these moments, and I thought of Mary Oliver's poem, The Wild Geese, which some of you will know well. It seems to me to fit. You do not have to be good.
Yes.
You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Enjoy and flourish.
Thank you.